RedotPay clears Mexico's VASP registration in LATAM push. RedotPay said a completed virtual asset service provider, VASP, registration, under Mexico's anti-money laundering regime, a step the company framed as part of a compliance-first expansion across Latin America. The claim comes from RedotPay's official account in a post published June 11, 2026. The registration covers virtual asset operation activities under Mexican AML rules. RedotPay did not attach new card features, fee changes, or a launch date to the announcement, so the immediate practical change for users is narrow. The company now has a documented legal basis to operate in the market rather than relying on cross-border workarounds. A registration, not a product launch, it helps to separate what was announced from what it enables. A VASP registration is a regulatory permission. It tells local authorities who is operating, subjects the provider to AML and Know Your Customer obligations, and creates a paper trail for transaction monitoring. It does not by itself add a card tier, change cashback, or open new spending rails. For RedotPay cardholders in Mexico, the near-term effect is mostly about durability. A provider operating without local registration can be paused or forced offline if a regulator objects. One that is registered has a clearer footing to keep its virtual card and physical card products available and to scale account onboarding without sudden compliance halts. Mexico's remittance corridor makes it a prime target. Mexico sits at the center of one of the world's largest remittance corridors, with tens of billions of dollars flowing in annually, much of it from the United States. That makes it a natural target for any provider that lets users move stablecoins and spend them through a card. RedotPay's pitch in the region has leaned on stablecoin funding and bank transfers, and a local registration reduces the regulatory friction around offering those services to Mexican residents. The move also fits a broader pattern. Card issuers and crypto payment firms have spent the past year collecting registrations and licenses market by market rather than launching first and seeking permission later. The cost of operating in a gray zone has risen as more jurisdictions formalize their virtual asset rules. So registration has become table stakes for serious regional expansion. Signals worth tracking from here treat this as a foundation, not a finished product. The questions worth tracking are concrete: whether RedotPay opens or expands KYC onboarding for Mexican users, whether it publishes Mexico-specific fee terms, and whether peso on-ramps or local bank transfers improve as a result. None of that was confirmed in the announcement. There is also a standard caveat for any custodial crypto card. RedotPay holds user funds, so balances carry counterparty exposure if the provider runs into trouble. A registration improves regulatory standing, but does not eliminate that risk. Users who want to avoid it entirely tend to look at self-custody options instead, where spending draws directly from a wallet the user controls. For now, the verifiable fact is the registration itself. RedotPay stated it. The activity it covers is AML-regulated virtual asset operation in Mexico, and the company tied it to continued Latin American growth. Anything beyond that, including specific product rollouts, remains to be announced.